Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo! How's everybody out there doing tonight? My name is Peter Richardson, coming at you live and direct on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, I do have former Atlanta Falcons, also former Texas Tech Red. Yo, 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 yo! How's everybody out there doing tonight? It is 10 p.m. January 29th. My name is Peter Richardson, the owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. Tonight, I do have Mr. Daniel, Daniel Howard, former Texas Tech defensive lineman, up in the house tonight. If you're looking for a job, if you want to work in the oil field, make great money, I tell you, you want to listen to this show. So please, don't go nowhere. Listen to the song, and right after the song, we're going to get straight into the interview.
I am back in the flesh, and if you guys caught the very beginning of the show, I really apologize. I was having some technical difficulties as coming into the studio number, but I got everything under control. And my name is Peter Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving the Athletes Respectfully. And on the other line, I have straight from Wichita, Kansas. This dude's name is Daniel Howard. He came from a community college, came up to Texas Tech, made an impact on Texas Tech. Playing on the defensive lineman, man, and this guy right here, man, he he you could tell he came in on the mission, working out, working hard, made good friends, and this guy came in as what you call with swag. So I just put it like that. So I want to introduce everybody. It's Mr. Daniel Howard. Now, you doing all right, Mr. Howard?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you for having me on your show, Pete.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. You know, I done briefly introduced you right now. So if you would, just go ahead and let the people know who you are and where you from, my man.
Okay. I'm Daniel Howard at Tech. I was number 53. Went some other places and played a little bit after Tech, but I'm originally from Wichita, Kansas. Mike Leach got me out here to West Texas, and now I'm stuck. Met a girl from West Texas, and I'm working in the oil field now after football is all said and done. And it was a long road to get here, but I'm here.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Like you said, it was a long road to get there, but you're there. You know, success is not about the destination. It's about the journey. So prior to Texas Tech, man, you went to a community college starting out Butler County. And
yes, sir.
I'm sure you had to have your head on straight, because not only were you in school, but you also were playing sports. So
absolutely, what
was your mindset, man? And what was your ultimate goal? You know, for someone, because your journey is you have the same outlook but different perspective. You know, you have the same destination but different journey. So what was your mindset
for sure.
Going like from high school, going into community college, and from community college onto Division I school and making an impact? So man, how did you keep your head on straight? What was some stuff that you went through, and just keep it real with the audience out there, man. It's all on you. So whenever you're ready.
Well, to be honest with you, it all started back in high school. I've got some family members that played football and played pro sports, and back in high school, you know, I thought that I was just something special, and that everybody wanted to have me, and that schoolwork wasn't really that important, and I just kind of had that typical jock mentality. And I went through high school having the same jock mentality, you know, figuring that I was going to get picked up by D1. And I was special, but I wasn't that special. I had probably one of the greatest defensive line coaches in all of college football at my junior college, Steve Bratt. He came and recruited me when I wasn't getting the looks from the D1s. He brought me in there, and my first year there, you know, I got a red shirt. I wasn't quite up to par to play college football as far as body-wise and definitely mentality-wise. I was still stuck in a kid's world. I learned a lot over my red shirt year. I had to learn how to balance my schedules, which that was something that was challenging. And coming into my manhood, you know, that first year was really hard. About halfway through there, when we started our first semester of spring ball, I really started hitting the weights hard, and I really started getting into my books. And after my second year, would be my third semester at junior college, I came out leading the nation in sacks and as a junior college player, and I really had a dream to go play Division I football, and that was. A step towards my ultimate goal, and I just really buckled down and started working at it, and kind of like you hit on when you started the show, you know, you could tell that I came in to Tech with a working mentality. You know, at junior college, we didn't have anything. They gave us a pair of shorts, some cleats, and a T-shirt, and that was all we got. So when I got to Tech, you know, that junior college had made me thankful for everything, because, you know, I show up there and we get five shirts to wear and four or five different pairs of cleats and shoes and workout
and gloves,
shoes.
Yeah.
Gloves. Oh, yeah, yeah. So you know, I was extremely, extremely thankful when I got there. But always having my junior college roots in the back of my mind, it kept me on my grind to be successful as a football player at Tech. And, you know, I had some very imposing players in front of me to get around. Being a slow 6'2" guy, you know what I mean? And
you weren't slow.
okay, a little guy on the defensive line. I had some imposing obstacles to get around, and I had to fight my way up there, and that's what I did along your side.
Yeah, man. I seen it with my own eyes, man. It's like nowadays Drake actually came out with a song, Started From the Bottom, Now We Here. You know, that's okay. Something you came into Tech, and reason why you are so thankful for getting 5 shirt shoes and some gloves or whatnot coming into, workouts from coming from community college going into Tech, you was actually thankful instead of taking for granted of what you actually got coming, because you knew things could actually, you actually seen that you actually got it good wherever you're at. It's kind of just like in life, you know what I'm saying? A kid not really having much and then going to his friend's house and seeing all what his friends have. So it's like he's not taking for granted what he has whenever he gets to where he wants to be. Well, it's not really the destination, but it's just a stepping stone. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, I take my hat off to you, but I've seen it with my own eyes. You came in working hard, and it was really no surprise whenever you was on the playing field and, you was out there. You was just out there and just playing, and making plays. So that's what's up. So for you guys out there listening, his journey was different, but he didn't give up, from high school to community college and all that. And even the Tech, once he got here, he didn't slack off. So what I'm telling you guys out there, no matter if you don't go D1 right out of high school, if you don't go JUCO right out of high school, don't give up. If your dream is really to go and play Division I sports, keep going. You never know what's going to happen. So that's why you put faith in God and you continue to soar. And that's what you're going to do. So, Mr. Howard, tell us this, man. Once you were here and, you came here with that work ethic, that work mentality, I know, and community college, you said you kind of had that jock mentality. You really didn't take sports serious. But whenever you got here to Texas Tech, and you really had to put your academics at play, because what they say, you're a student-athlete, but we all know you're just an athletic student once you actually come to a Division I school, right? But you have to keep your head on straight. So what was your mindset, man? Once you got here, is just how you were going to approach, like school, and also sports.
Well, I know that my story is not unique. There's a thousand of people just like us who went through the same thing, But my mentality to it was I've never really been a school guy. I'm not a book guy. I don't like to hit the books. I like to go out and get my hands dirty and get it done. The mentality that I had is it's kind of led off into my life right now is I wanted to be successful. And to be successful, I had to follow a certain amount of steps. And following those steps, requiring, they required us to have a minimum of a 2.0 to play football, to step on the field. That's a step I had to follow. So I kind of got, kind of just weaned myself onto that path, and I was like, all right, I'm going to give it a shot. I want to be here. I like it. I'm thankful for everything I got. And just slowly built up to treating every day like a day of business. This is my business. I got to go to class, I got to go to workout, I got to go to practice, and then on Saturday I get to play in front of probably the greatest 50,000 fans in America.
Yeah, buddy. But you looked at it as a business, and you got through that right there. He looked at it as a business. So when you look at something as a business, that means you got to go to work. Not only when you go to work, but you got to go to work and perform. So not only did he go to class, but he had to go to class and actually learn something. Not only did he go to practice, but he went to practice and actually got better. Not only did he go to workouts, but he went to workouts with a perspective, with a projective to actually get better, and it actually paid off. And to actually now, everybody knows the oil field. Well, I'm going to let him tell you more about it, but the oil field actually is one of the high-paying businesses here in the U.S., and that's where he's working at. Right, negative, now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm going to let Mr. Howard tell you everything about the oil business right after I ask him this one little simple question. What was your favorite game that you played at here at Texas Tech, man?
Well, it'd be cliche, but I got two. Probably that 08 game against UT when we spanked them at home. That was probably my second favorite. My favorite was you were on the team then when we went up to Kansas and I got to play in front of all the people I grew up with. I got over 60 tickets. I'm sure I got some of your tickets. I got like over 60 tickets to let my people come up to the game.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So you got to perform in front of your people.
Yeah, I got to show off a little bit.
That's cool, man. That's cool, and what you just telling me that right there, man. You kind of hit the nail on the nose right there, because how you started off the first saying that like your story is just the same as thousands of people, but everyone's on a journey. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own journey. That's what we're put on this earth to do, is go on a journey, but not to compete, but to become better and understand our maker and understand our purpose. But what the unique part about your story is people can relate to you. You know what I'm saying? That's a very small percentage that just actually we both know Louis Vasquez. Louis Vasquez came in for your starter for Tech, ended up going off, playing for San Diego. Now he's playing with the Broncos, about to be in the Super Bowl. And then you got Michael Crabtree, the Graham Harrells. You know, there's a very small percentage that actually does, like, that does happen. But with you, your story is really unique, Mr. Howard. It's more commonly so. You not only did you come up from a community college, but you went D1, you kept your head on straight, and now you have a pretty profound job in the oil business, and that's what I call successful. You know what I'm saying? That's what I call, and my thing on Twitter is called Soar Every Day. So that's what I call successful, man. So I want to take my hat off to you. You know what I'm saying? For that, man. So continue to strive and continue to soar and do better. Tell us, let everybody out there know what Mr. Howard is doing now and how they can get in touch with you. And some stuff that if they ended up reaching out to you, what they can look forward to.
Right. You pretty well covered it. I'm working in the oil field right now. I'm working for a very established company. It's actually my family company now because it was my wife's family. And I've got job openings down here. I'm definitely looking for former athletes, somebody that's got their head on straight, somebody that likes to go to work, somebody that likes to get their hands dirty. We got the highest minimum wage in the United States down here, and I'm not saying that's what you're going to get started out on, but it's definitely an opportunity. And I know that a lot of people are lost after they come out of college athletics, and this work to get a job out here right now. I mean, everybody's got a college degree, so everywhere except here, you know, it's hard to get a job. You come down here and you have a college degree, and, I mean, you get your foot in the door. There's plenty of well-paying jobs down here that I'd be more than happy to send anybody information on, even if it's not working for me. There's opportunities down here, and I really wanted to share that. And I know the struggles that I had after I got done with football trying to find somewhere to go, and I had this opportunity the whole time, and I didn't realize what I had until I got it. And once again, I'm back in the role of being thankful again. I got my business head on, but no, they can contact me via email. It's Daniel Daniel.Howard HOWARDTT as in Texas Tech @gmail.com. And please send me all the emails you got. If you want to send an app in with it or a resume, send it to me. I'm not picky. I definitely look for hard workers. Somebody's got their head on straight. Everybody can use somebody like that, and I'm looking to give somebody an opportunity.
I know you guys heard that right there. He's not being picky. You can get him at Daniel.HowardTT, you know, at Gmail. So, I mean, me, I'm on out there and listening, man. That's touching. That's really touching to me. And can you just please touch on something that you said, because you was like, you have opportunity there the whole time, but it was just maybe something you were just overlooking. And coming from a former athlete, and I feel like I can speak for majority, the high percentage of athletes after the conclusion of their last football game, of their last collegiate game, I feel like, because a lot of people are lost. And I really love what you said. It's just like you never knew what you had at the tip of your hand. You know, because I really feel like there is guys out there who have some amazing opportunities at the tip of their hand. But sometimes majority of times we overlook it because we don't see ourselves being millionaires or performing in front of thousands of people. Or it just seems like a step backward, but in reality, it's really a step forward. So can you really just touch on how did you humble yourself and just take a deep breath and just be like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and see what this is about.
Yeah. Well, after I got done at Tech, you know, I went the NFL route for a little bit, and I tried really hard, and I couldn't stick anywhere. And I did the Arena League. I did CFL. And luckily my wife was very supportive of me going through all that. But I just literally had to look at myself in the mirror one day, and I had to say, you know, hey, it's not meant to be anymore. And that was probably, up until this point in my life, you know, that's probably the hardest thing that I've had to tell myself, and had to make everything be okay through me telling myself that nobody wants you, even though everybody had already told me nobody wants you. I didn't want to give up because I got that fire mentality. And I finally said, all right, it's time for another venture. And I got fortunate, you know, that they asked me if I'd like to join. And I said, you know, I'll give it a shot. And it's done nothing but been beneficial to me and to the company because of my athletic background that created the work ethic that I have, and that a lot of people have, they just don't know they do.
Man, that's amazing right there. That's amazing. So, like, if you guys are listening, he just actually had to take a look in the mirror. And we, as men, we all face that time, whether you're in sports, whether you're at a job, whether you're in school, whatever your case may be. You know, even like, I'm a believer. I believe in God. Even when you believe in God, God said you have to humble yourself. You know, you have to submit to Him. And even it's like He had the time in the mirror. Like everybody always want to say, they're how can I say this? Everybody wants to compare themselves to others, but really their biggest competitor is the one in the mirror. So that's what Mr. Howard did. He looked in the mirror. See what a big competitor was, had to humble himself, and now he's in the field right now where he's able to give other people opportunities to better himself. So
absolutely.
In my eyes, that's success, you know. But I asked this, I have one more question for you, Mr. Howard.
Okay.
I ask everybody this question that comes on the show, and then I'm going to let you go get back to your wife. This last question, what do you see yourself in 5 years?
I actually see myself in 5 years as being the owner of my own company and happily hands off of it somewhere.
Now that is the best answer I think I have got since I've been doing my show. And I've been doing my show a little over a year. He say hands off. And I'm right there with you.
that's where the opportunity arises.
That is true. That is TRU, man. That's amazing, man. But all right, Mr. Howard, that's the conclusion of my interview, man. Thank you, you know, for coming on the show and sharing your story, sharing your journey. I'm sure you're going to, I know you're going to touch somebody that's out there, including myself, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
thank you very much for having me on the show, Pete.
hard, man. Hey, as people say nowadays, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But thank you, man. If anybody reach out to me about contacting you, I definitely will let you know. You know,
sure.
And we'll make it a go from that, man. And if I just if anything, I'm gonna have my eyes open and my ears open. What Coach Ruff used to always say, you got two ears and one mouth for a reason. You're supposed to listen twice as much
more
as you
than
speak.
You talk. So.
I'm gonna keep my eyes open, but I'm gonna keep my ears more open than my eyes. All right, man. But thank you very much, man. You have an amazing night, Mr. Howard.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
All righty. I hope you guys enjoyed that interview right there. That was Daniel Howard, and that guy right there, man. He kind of downplayed himself, but this guy, he actually. That's one of the hardest working men I've ever seen in my life. And I'm not sugarcoating that, man. He wasn't slow, but he was a smaller type guy that came out to Texas Tech. And I was just like, who is this dude? He actually had a little swag to him. And I was like, oh. Like, it was really funny to me, but it was a good thing to see as he progressed and ultimately start playing in front of guys who were projectedly more talented than him. But he just showed a tremendous work ethic, tremendous carries, everything, integrity, you name it, you call it, he showed it. Not only did he show it, he proved it, and he lived it, he done it. But I want to thank you guys for tuning into my show, Saving Our Athletes Respectfully, next week. You don't want to miss this show, especially for the fellas. You don't want to miss this. I got Good Morning Anchor for Good Morning Anchor. Let me rephrase that, Miss Brooke Thomas, I got her on my show next week. Same store day, same store time, next week, next Wednesday, 10 p.m., Miss Good Morning Anchor for Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee, that's who I got on my show. So you guys don't want to miss out on that, and especially you fellas, trust me. But in the meantime, enjoy this Nicki Minaj, and you guys have an amazing night. See you next week. Same short time, same short day. Excuse me, my name is Peter Richardson. You guys have an amazing night. May God bless.
I fly with the stars in the sky. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything, that I will retire with the ring. I will retire with the crown, yes. No, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed, yes. Clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone, we. Young Money raised me, grew up out in Baisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't save me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Let's believe that what we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done sent everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life.